David Graham, and I am the Executive Director for the Community Blood Center.
Well, David, I understand that we have the 17th annual blood drive coming up with the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys have partnered with them for 17 years now. Talk to me a little bit about that partnership, if you will, and how it's grown over those 17 years.
Sure. It's been a great partnership, and we certainly appreciate all the support that the Kansas City Chiefs have given us. This is a challenging time of year for us. You know, we're all busy with holidays and Christmas shopping and those kind of things going on. So people sometimes forget that it's also important to continue to donate blood. And the Chiefs bring a lot of attention to that. And we get some good support, obviously, from the media, such as you all. And it's a nice way to remind people that to still make time to donate blood to save lives in our community. And they've been doing that now for 17 years. And we started off, we had good support, but this has continued to grow pretty amazingly over time. So we're now seeing up to over almost 2,000 units of blood or more in a week. And the first drive we had with the Chiefs was just a little under 400. So it's been a phenomenal support and phenomenal growth. I think it certainly reflects the support we get from the Chiefs and also the support we get from the community.
Mr. Graham, if I have listeners out there that have never given blood before, let's talk about how easy of a process that is, if you will, please.
You know, I can't think of anything that would be easier to do to save somebody's life. So it's a fairly easy process. You can come into any of our donation centers or any of our mobile blood drives. You need to show a photo ID. There's a quick registration form. Then we move into a what we call a brief history. So we want to know a little more about you. There's a questionnaire for the individual to fill out. We want to make sure that donating is safe for you and that the blood you donate will be safe for those individuals who receive that. We're also going to do a quick mini physical. Just check your temperature, your pulse. Take a little drop of blood to make sure your hemoglobin is safe. And then you move on to the bed, the actual donation. And that process, actually on the bed, is about 10 minutes. Where you donate a unit of blood, about a pint, and then you get to go to the best part, which is the cookies and juice or pop afterwards. And at the same time, if you come during this week, during our Chiefs drive, you will get a free Chiefs T-shirt, while supplies last, and a chance to register to receive some Chiefs memorabilia.
Now, if I have listeners out there that have donated blood recently, but they're thinking, hey, they're teaming up with the Chiefs, this sounds like a good idea, how long do they need to wait in between those times when they can give blood?
You know, they've donated blood in the past. You need to wait 8 weeks. That's a full time for your body to recover, and you'd be healthy enough to donate again. So if they are within that time frame, we appreciate their support. We're sorry they can't participate in the Chiefs drive, but they should know that whenever you donate, you are saving lives in our community.
Absolutely. Now, I understand during this time there are some days that we have some special events going on with the Chiefs. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So tomorrow, which is Tuesday, here at our main center, which is on 4040 Main Street, just north of the plaza in Kansas City, Missouri, we're going to have a player appearance. Linebacker Josh Mauga, who is number 90, he is the leading tackler for the Chiefs, will be here in person from about 11:30 to 12:30. He'll be signing autographs, taking pictures, and so on. We'll also have Casey Wolf down here. He's coming on Friday, I believe. And we'll also be at our Blue Springs Center on Friday morning, and it'll be here at 4040 Main about noon. And then also on Friday, Chiefs cheerleaders will be making an appearance at our Overland Park location for the 105th and Metcalf, and that's from 11 a.m. to noon.
Okay, very good. Well, we've covered quite a bit of information. Anything else that you would like to add or anything we may have missed?
You know, I would just encourage people, if you can make it during the Chiefs week, that's fantastic. But if you can't, please come in and donate between now and end of the year or in January. These are tough times for us to collect, and we need all the support. And whether you get the Chiefs T-shirt or get to participate in that, really the big difference and the real satisfaction is saving life in our community.